I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 14th. An arrest is expected soon in connection with Friday night's fatal stabbing in Quincy. Police say a suspect has been identified for the killing of 24-year-old Cameron Nomi. Nomi was stabbed during a brief altercation in the parking lot at Hancock and Woodbine Streets in Wollaston just before 11 o'clock Friday night and died a short time later at Boston Medical Center. Nomi lived in Quincy but previously lived in Milton. A three-alarm fire heavily damaged a three-family home on Roslyn Avenue off of Whitwell Street in Quincy Saturday afternoon. All of the occupants escaped safely, and eight pets were rescued from the home. The fire is believed to have started in the basement and spread to the second floor. The cause is still under investigation. A staff member at the Squantum Elementary School in Quincy tested positive for COVID-19. School officials say the staff member was at the school last Tuesday through Friday and showed no symptoms. Four close contacts of the staff member have been notified by phone, and the Squantum School underwent a deep cleaning yesterday. The MBTA is planning to make some service cuts to help close an estimated $300 million budget gap caused by the pandemic. Officials say ridership is still below pre-pandemic levels. The T Fiscal Management and Control Board will hold a meeting about the service cuts today. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 14th.